रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 3 लंका. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus did Rama, in his human aspect, feel anxious about crossing the sea, and took heart through the words of his friend. It is good diplomacy that a king should acquaint himself thoroughly with the enemy's fortifications, defenses, armies, and kingdom. And Raghuvira, as one who sees into the hearts of things, accepted the advice of Sugriva as useful and reasonable, and turning to Hanuman, said, Well, it is no great thing for me to lead my troops across the sea. I can build a causeway by the might of my tapas. I can dry up the waters by my shafts. But let these things be. Lanka, you said, is impregnable. What are its fortifications like? Tell me clearly about the defenses on land, on mountain, on the water, and in the forests, the strength of the armies in the town and without, the guards, the walls, the battlements, the moats, the mansions of noblemen, and everything else that might be useful for us to know. For you have carefully noted these points when you were there. Subtle of intellect, you have a quick perception and a retentive memory, I know. You spoke to me of this once before, but I would like to hear it all again, most clearly and in greater detail. Then Hanuman, most skillful of speakers, made reply, Lord, the defenses of Lanka, the guards, the troops, the loyalty of the Rakshasas to Ravana, the natural advantages of the city, its fertility, its wealth, the military arrangements, the transport, the cavalry, the conveyances, and the peculiarities of the sea around, all these will I describe to you as best as I can. Everyone in Lanka is blessed with health, contentment, and cheerfulness. Lanka is very extensive. It has countless chariots, horses, lordly elephants, and the like. No enemy can approach it. The gates are huge, strong, and fit with iron plates and heavy bolts. The fortress has 4 gates, and they are broad, large, and lofty. Curious engines of destruction are placed there to destroy the foes approaching their city by discharging a never-ceasing shower of arrows and rocks. The gates are further fit with Shataghnis, terrible engines fashioned of iron and steel, bristling with sharp spikes. Mighty Rakshasas stand ever ready to use them at the slightest notice. The outer walls of Lanka touch the sky. They are very strong, made of beaten gold and encrusted with gems, corals and pearls. At their feet run moats wide and unfathomable, full of cold water, in which crocodiles and other terrible creatures scare away all comers. Huge bridges and drawbridges are laid over them with many a curious mechanism to work them. Myriads of Rakshasas are placed on guard at each gate and make it their home. The bridges spanning the moats are drawn up on the approach of foes. Of the 4 drawbridges, the northern one is the largest and the strongest, and it rests on golden pillars let into the moat. Countless platforms are built all around to accommodate its guards. Ravana is free from gambling and other vices common among kings. War is very near his heart. Ever on the alert, he is never tired of training and testing his armies. Lanka is built on the lofty peaks of Mount Trikuta. Its sides are steep and smooth, affording no foothold for anyone. The sea, the thick woods, the Mount Trikuta, the walls and turrets, the moats and the engines contribute to his defenses by water, forest, mountain and man-made fortresses as laid down in military science. Thus the capital of the Rakshasas is unapproachable to the very gods. It strikes terror into the hearts of the assailants. The fathomless depths of the ocean guard it for 100 yojanas all around. No ships traverse these waters. Lanka is thus cut off from the other parts of the world and completely hidden from observation. battlements, moats, engines of destruction, well-equipped armies with large forces to support them, and every variety of weapon known to man, god or asura, continue to protect Lanka. In the center of the city, countless veterans are camped, provided with the best conveyances. Of high ancestry, loyal to the core, and ever honored by the master, a crore of picked warriors are kept in reserve in the town and strike terror into the hearts of foes. But I have done something to smash the drawbridges. I have filled up the moats. Most of the walls and defenses have been laid in ruins by me. I set fire to the city and have reduced by a fourth the strength of the troops. Anyhow, we shall cross the seas. Take it that our monkeys will destroy Lanka. Angada, Duvida, Mainda, Jambavan, Panasa, Nala, Nila, and others will course through the sky to Lanka, pull down the hills and the moats and the gates and the walls and the mansions, and lead back the Lady Janaki to you. Please give your orders to these heroes and let us start at an auspicious hour. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunate Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.